This is the moment the land gave way. People watch in disbelief. And within seconds, dozens of homes are buried underneath tons of mud and rock. The remote community springs in action to rescue neighbours, friends and family while they wait for emergency services to arrive.
Doctors and nurses from nearby districts are already at the landslide zone. The Minister of Defence is arriving, along with the National Institute of Civil Defence and rescuers, doctors and nurses too. We acted immediately as soon as we heard of this incident.
Heavy rain is thought to have caused the landslide, but the area high up in the Andes where miners live has always been deemed unsafe. Building on riverbanks and hillsides prone to landslides is common in Peru and often illegal. It's all part of systematic corruption in a country where on Tuesday, Congress approved the start of impeachment proceedings against the president. Pedro Castillo in Parliament denied opposition accusations of corruption and bribing in exchange for public projects.
Above the ideological and political differences, there are the interests of the homeland and the future of our citizens. This is the moment to put an end to the petty disputes and work for great national objectives.
Soon after, he wrote this message, reassuring the public that he'll be visiting the landslide himself. But for a community that went through a similar event in 2009, they are now reliving a nightmare as the number of missing loved ones continue to rise. Sarah Khairat, Al Jazeera.